我们先一同有点祷告。
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
今天下午你又再次召聚我们。
This afternoon, you have gathered us again.
你要让我们在这里听见你对我们的提醒。
You want us to hear what you want to remind us.
你说你来的日子已经靠近门口了。
You said the days of your return is close at hand at the door.
你要叫我们看见许多事情的发生。
You want us to see a lot of events taking place.
我们求主给我们眼睛是明亮的。
We ask the Lord to give us
灵里边也是苏醒的。
That we are alert in our spirits.
你叫我们看见的，我们没有看不见。
So that we can see what you want us to see.
主，你不单叫我们看见。
Not only you will allow us to see.
你让我们心里受吸引。
You let us draw near to you.
能按照你要我们看见的那个目的来跟上你的定义。
According to the purpose that you want us to follow on.
主，不叫我们在那里白白的接触这一切。
So that we'll not waste our efforts in coming to contact
with these. 主，我们承认我们都是愚昧的人。
Lord, we confess that we are foolish.
所以我们需要你借着赐人智慧和启示的灵，叫我们的里边的眼睛明亮。
We need that spirit of revelation and wisdom so that our eyes could be bright within.
明亮到一个地步，可以冲破一切的阻挡遮蔽，而看到你的心意。
And so the brightness can go through all the obstacles and all the darkness so that we can see your heart.
主，我们把下午这段时间交托给你。
Lord, we commit the following time in the afternoon to your hands.
我们仰望你在这里借着圣灵自由的做工。
We look upon you so your spirit can freely work among us.
虽然我们看地上发生的事。
Although we're looking at events taking place on the earth.
但是我们求你给我们接触到天上的心意。
We ask that so that we can come in contact with the things of the heaven.
我们没有人能做这个事。
No one of us can do this.
但是你能。
Yet you can.
我们今天下午就求你做成这个事。
This afternoon we ask that you accomplish this.
我们仰望你。
We look upon you.
带领我们下边的聚会。
Lead up a meeting follow on.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 请弟兄姊妹们还是把圣经翻到路加福音二十一章。
Could we all turn to our Bibles to Luke chapter 21?
我们只是念二十三节到三十一节这一段。
We'll only read the passage from verse 23 to 31.
二十三节到三十一节。
Luke 21 verse 23.
当那些日子，怀孕的和奶孩子的有祸了，因为将有大灾难降到这地方，也有震怒临到这百姓，他们要倒在刀下，又被掳到各国去，耶路撒冷要被外邦人践踏，直到外邦人的日期满了。
Verse 23, But woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days, for there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people, and they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations, and Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles, until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled.
日月星辰要显出异兆，地上的邦国也有困苦，因海中波浪的响声就慌慌不定，天势都要震动，人想起那将要临到世界的事，就都吓得魂不附体。
Verse 25, And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken.
那时他们要看见人子有能力有大荣耀驾云降临，一有这些事，你们就当挺身昂首，因为你们得赎的日子近了。
And then shall they see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh.
耶稣又设比喻对他们说，你们看无花果树和各样的树，它发芽的时候，你们一看见就自然晓得夏天近了。这样你们看见这些事渐渐的成就，也该晓得神的国近了。
Verse 29, And he spake to them a parable, Behold the fig tree and all the trees, when they now shoot forth, ye see and know of your own selves, the summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
昨天我们看到我们的主在他回来以前所做的许许多多事当中的最显著的一件事。
Yesterday we saw that before the Lord's return, the Lord has done many things to show us, and we picked a few major events to talk about.
这一件事可以说从前一个世纪末，就是十九世纪末，十二世纪初就已经开始。
And these events started towards the end of the 19th century and through the 20th century.
等到1948年就局部的成就了。
And during 1948, then some of these events partially come true.
但是那个只是局部的成就。
But that's only partially completed.
一直到现在那一件事情还在继续的进行。
Up till now, these events are still taking place.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那是最大的一件事情要叫我们看见的。
That's the greatest thing that allows us to see.
我们今天不再继续在那一点上来留意了。
We will no longer dwell on that particular point today.
因为以色列这个民族或者是这个国家实在是有很多很多的事情叫我们不得不去注意的。
Because Israel as a race or as a country or nation, has a lot of things that's worth paying attention to.
但是不在我们这次交通的范围里，我们只是点到为止。
And it's not, no longer in our sharing, the realm of our sharing, we'll just touch upon these.
那我们今天要继续来看，主说你要看，你们要看到这些事渐渐的成就。
And today we're going to continue to see. The Lord said that you're going to see these things come to pass.
那你们就知道神的国近了。
That you will know the kingdom of God is at hand.
弟兄姊妹，你特别要注意，主说不是立刻就成就。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention. He did not say that it's going to happen immediately.
主的话是说渐渐的成就。
The Lord's word said it's close at hand. It's slowly come to pass.
是一点一点的显出来。
It gradually shows itself.
虽然是一点一点的显出来。
Although it's gradually being shown.
但是是围绕着一个大的事。
Yet it's surrounding a greater event.
这个大事就是主回来。
And this great event is the return of our Lord.
我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
当主跟门徒说到他回来以前有许许多多的事要发生。
When the Lord told his disciples that before his return there were going to be many events taking place.
但是我们的主又不明确的来告诉门徒说究竟是哪一刻。
Yet our Lord did not clearly tell them which moment he's going to return.
连哪一天我们的主都不明说。
Nor the day our Lord didn't tell them.
那因此弟兄姊妹你就晓得我们的主提醒我们要留意看这些事情发生。
So brothers and sisters, you know that our Lord wants us to pay attention and see these events.
那因此我们需要按照主的心意 来留意在我们周围究竟发生什么事。
So we should pay attention to events surrounding us according to the Lord's reminders.
但是我们又不是乱看。
Yet we are not just looking casually.
你不能看到有一些古里古怪的事情，你说哦，这个是了。
Or you might not look at some very strange or weird events and you say, oh, this is it.
我们必须是按照主自己所提给我们的那一个范围那一种光景去留心。
We must look within the boundary of what the Lord has told us to look.
那我特别再提一次。
I'd like to specially mention this again.
我们的主不是说你看到地上有这些事就对了。
Our Lord didn't say that if you see these things happening on earth, then that's it.
主不是这样给我们去留心。
The Lord did not say this to us.
啊，主是让我们留意这些事在地上普遍的发生。
The Lord said to us that when these events are happening globally, very commonly all over the earth.
那这个普遍的是我们要留意的。
This commonly, when these events are happening commonly, this is what we need to pay attention to.
在任何的地方发生一些个别的事情，那不是主所说的那一些事。
When these events are taking place locally in separate areas, in pockets of areas, it's not what the Lord meant.
但是如果在地上到处都发生同样的事情，弟兄姊妹们，这个我们就要留意了。
But when these events are happening everywhere at the same time on earth in different areas, then we need to pay attention.
今天下午我想和弟兄姊妹们按照在地上所发生的事情来按照主说话的次序来注意一下。
This afternoon, brothers and sisters, I'd like to pay attention to some of these events happening on earth according to the order that the Lord has mentioned we'd like to take note of.
路加福音刚才我们所读的那段话是包括好长久的时间的。
And this passage we read from Luke, has included a long period of time.
你细细的看，你会看出那个时间上的分段。
If you pay attention to the detail, you can see the grouping of, the times.
所以我就不和弟兄姊妹们留意这一方面了。
So I will not go into detail with brothers and sisters here.
但是我提出来就是让弟兄姊妹们，当你读到这一段话的时候，你不要因着那个时段上的好像你看不准确清楚，而让我们的心思有点迷乱。
The reason I mention this is so that brothers and sisters will not be confused when you look at the different timings that, you'll be puzzled.
因为你看下去前面一开始是说到历史上的事。
Because of the beginning part is mentioning about some historical events.
下半大段就是从外邦人的日子满了那个时候开始就说到幕后的事。
And the next passage beginning from it mentioning the time of the Gentiles be fulfilled is talking about the end times.
我想弟兄姊妹们你注意主说当他来以前。
I think brothers and sisters, if you pay attention that when the Lord said before he returns,
他会让我们注意一件事情。
He will let us take note of one thing.
他说那个天势要震动。
He says these things of heaven, will be shaken.
日月星辰要显出异兆。
And the signs in the, there are signs in the suns and the moons and in the stars.
那弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
那主说到这个天势都要震动。
And the Lord said the powers of heaven shall be shaken.
日月星辰要显出异兆。
And there will be signs in the sun and the moon and in the stars.
我们好像觉得这种事情没有什么特别的出现过。
We might think that these things are nothing special. They've happened before.
No. 如果我们留意的话，
If we paid attention,
有一些事情已经开始出现了。
There are some things that are already starting to happen.
今天我也是给弟兄姊妹们要看一些东西，我才讲一些东西。
Today I'd like to show brothers and sisters something and I'm going to talk about them.
但是不像昨天，昨天是我们看一段，我们就不看。
It's not like yesterday. Yesterday we watched a short clip of a movie, of a film.
今天我们是看一点， 就交通一点。
Today we're going to look at some parts and then we'll share about that part.
然后再看一点就再交通一点。
Then we'll continue on another part to look at some part and then share upon that part.
因为我们今天下午的交通是包括那个面很广。
Because this afternoon we're going to include a lot of areas, going to cover a lot of areas.
主的话先说天，那我们就先来看天。
So the words of the Lord said, first talked about the heaven, so we'll first start looking at the heaven.
朱迪兄，就请你就坐在上边好了。那我们先看第一章。
Let's first look at the first article.
那我只需要请弟兄姊妹看那个标题。
I will ask the brothers and sisters to.
因为小事你没办法看到。
The subject or the title because you can't see
the. 这些都是我在最近这些年间里边从报纸上剪下来的。
And these are newspaper clippings from recent years.
我想丢的先要看的是朱迪兄是这边五分钟的那一个标题。
I think we first look at the part on the left-hand side about the 5 minutes.
很可惜我想最后的那些不一定看得到。
I think people at the back might not be able to see it.
我不知道弟兄姊妹们知道不知道在科学界里头有他们有一个团体他们在那里安设了一个东西。
I don't know whether you realize that in the scientific community there is a committee.
那个东西呢，叫做末日钟。
And this committee's responsibility is to set a clock for the end times, for the last day.
那弟兄姊妹，你先要了解，这一个不是宗教团体搞的。
And first, you need to understand this is not some religious organization.
是科学家搞的。
It's organized by some scientists together.
那一批科学家，他们为这一个地球来计算它最后的那个时刻。
And these scientists got together and they tried to calculate what would be the last time, what would be the time for the end of the time for the end of the world.
这个就是大概半年前我剪下来的。
This is what I found about half a year ago.
小字你看不到的。
You won't be able to read the
smaller
print.
我也看不到在这里。
I can't see it here.
但是大标题我们朦朦胧胧可以看见。
But you can see vaguely the topic.
那个大标题是说什么呢？
What does the title say?
很惊人的。
It's very surprising, shocking.
他说世界末日只剩下五分钟。
That's the end of the world. You're only left with 5 minutes.
弟兄姊妹，你留意，如果说世界末日只剩下五分钟。
Brothers and sisters, take note, if there are only 5 minutes left at the end of the world.
这个时刻就是很紧迫了。
This moment is very close at hand.
那我还要稍微提提他这个末日钟。
I would like to mention again about this clock.
它不是像我们那个表，只是往前走。
That it would not go forward only.
它呢可以往前走，也可以往后退。
It could also go backwards.
如果那个情况越来越糟糕，它只有往前走。
If the situation is getting worse and worse, it will keep going forward.
但是如果是情况有点改善，它也可以往后推。
If the situation has improved, then it might go backwards.
它是在过去那些年已经前前后后，前进退后，前进退后，好多遍。
In the last years, it has gone backwards and forward and forward and backwards many times.
但是没有一次像这一次那么严重，做了一个宣告说只剩下五分钟。
But there's none like this proclamation that it says there's only 5 minutes left.
那这是头一件事情，我想弟兄姊妹注意的。我们不去计较它里头的内容。
This is the first thing I like brothers and sisters to pay attention to, but we won't go into the details.
如果你要计较，你要多知道一点，你可以在聚会完了上我这来瞧一瞧。
If you want to know a little more, you can come to me after the meeting. You can borrow the article.
但是你不能拿走的，因为我剪下来是当然会有用处了。
And you can't take it, but you can take a look at the article.
那么除掉了这一个以外，
apart from this one,
我就要请弟兄姊妹注意这边的这一个报道了。
And I'd like you to now look at the article on the right side.
这个也是一个非常 有意思的发表。
This is a fascinating article.
你看那个标题是怎么说呢？
If you notice, this is what it says on the title.
他说北天发现奇异光点，奥秘难解。
It says in the northern skies, some very amazing, strange, light spots has been discovered, and the mystery is hard to solve.
弟兄姊妹们，你光是从那个标题来看，你说没有什么特别啊。
If you look at the title, you might say this is nothing special.
不过就是因为现在那些那个天文的观察的仪器先进了，可以看到从前所没看到的。
It's because the instruments for studying astronomy is so advanced now they see more than what they can before.
弟兄姊妹，如果这样看，那我们真的需要主来提醒我们一下了。
But if we look at it this way, we truly need a reminder from our Lord.
因为如果他说在太空里头发现许多的特殊的情形，我们不觉得稀奇，因为实在是发现了很多。
If we say that they discover a lot of different things and situations, phenomena in the space, outer space, then it's not nothing special because it truly is this way.
但是这个标题说是北方。
Yeah, the title says in the northern sky.
那这个我们就该要有点留意了。
Then we should pay attention here.
弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
有一个可以说是我们的认识的问题。
This is our, concerning our understanding.
我们说站在我们地上边来去想。
If we stand on earth and we think about this,
究竟神的宝座在哪里？
Where is the throne of our God?
我们就说，这个有什么好问，那么愚昧的问题。
Well, you may say, why would you ask such a foolish question?
神是充满宇宙的嘛。
God fills the whole universe.
哪里可以有一个位置来把它固定在那里限制呢？
How can you fix a position for God to be at?
那弟兄姊妹们，
Brothers and sisters,
我这样说出来实在是有点意思的。
But if I say it this way, it truly means something.
特别在现在这一个时刻，这个才是两三个月以前剪下来的。
And this appeared in the newspaper only 2-3 months ago.
那就是很新的一些大家资讯的发表。
And these are some fairly recent information.
那他说在北边发现了一个光点，但是什么我们不知道。
It says in the northern part of the sky, you can, if they discover a light spot and they didn't know, cannot figure out what it is.
连那个光谱我们也都没有办法分析出来它是什么东西。
And they could not even analyze the light spectrum of this light.
好了，有这么一个事情发生。
So there is such a thing happening.
那我特别愿意弟兄姊妹留意的是时间的问题。
I'd like brothers and sisters to pay attention especially on the timing.
是在这一个时间里头发现这一个东西。
At this time that we've discovered this.
那好，那我们现在要看一些圣经。
We'll go to look at some places in the Bible.
看什么呢？
What would we look at?
弟兄姊妹你注意了。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
我们要看的就是。
What we are going to look at.
我们要找。
We're going to look for something.
站在地这一个点上面。
While standing on earth.
你去寻找神的宝座在哪里。
And you're looking for the throne of God.
这好像是很古怪的问题，也可以说是很愚昧的问题。
It seems a strange or maybe foolish question.
但是弟兄姊妹，当你真的去看出来的时候，
yet,
你会觉得有点意思。
Yeah, when you look at it, you might be fascinated.
我想弟兄姊妹们先要去看的是看哪里呢？
I'd like brothers and sisters to look at the Bible with me.
看以赛亚书。
The book of Isaiah.
14章。
Chapter 14.
14章在哪里呢？
Isaiah chapter 14.
十二节。
Verse 12.
弟兄姊妹们，我们都熟悉这一段话，是说到撒旦的堕落的一些 影子。
We are familiar with this passage. These verses talk about some trace or shadow of the falling of Satan.
明亮之星，早晨之子啊，你何竟从天坠落？你这攻败列国的，何竟被砍倒在地上？你心里曾说，我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座，在神的众星之上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处。以上不念了。
Verse 12 and 13, How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which does weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God, I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north.
那弟兄姊妹们，我们留意，撒旦要推翻神的宝座来代替神。
Brothers and sisters, we know that Satan wants to take over the throne of God, and he wants to replace God.
这个事情我们知道的。
This we know.
但是这里就说到，他要推翻神的宝座的时候，那神的宝座在哪里？
So when he says he wants to overthrow the throne of God, so where is the throne of God?
这里就说了
Here it says,
在北方的极处
In the sides of the north
弟兄姊妹们你说到在北方的极处那是不是说到神的宝座原来就在北方的极处
When you talk about the sides of the north is it to say that the throne of God is in the sides of the north
三层天是在天以上
We know the three layers of heaven
在天以上的在我们地来看看北方
And when it's up in heaven, from the point of view of earth, then it's up north.
那会不会神的宝座就是设立在哪里呢
So is it possible that God's throne is established there?
我想弟兄姊妹，我们再看一个地方，我再说。
I think brothers and sisters will turn to another place.
我们看哪里呢？约伯记。
Let's turn to Job.
26章。
Chapter 26.
约伯记二十六章
The book of Job, chapter 26.
我们看第七节
Job 26, verse 7.
神将北极铺在空中，将大地悬在虚空。
Verse 7, He stretches out the north over the empty place and hangeth the earth upon nothing.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意说，神把北极铺在空中。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention. He says, God stretch out the north over the empty place.
要领会这一句话。
To understand these words,
我想又要说一些好像没有关联的事。
I think I need to mention something that's seemingly unrelated.
我小学的时候也参加童子军。
When I was in elementary school, I also was in the Boy Scouts.
那在童子军的里边呢，有很多的那些训练。
In the Boy Scouts, they have a lot of training programs.
有很多的那个东西要学的，让的孩子们。
And we learn a lot of things for the kids.
我们有野外生活。
We have living an outdoor living.
那在野外生活呢？你首先要学习认识那个方位。
In order to live outdoors, you need to first learn how to read the positions.
你怎么去决定那个东西南北的那个方位呢
？How do you decide your positioning, north, east, west, south?
你说有个指南针就解问题了吗
Well, you might say if, as long as you have a compass, then
但是我们在童子军的里头是不许带指南针的。
Yeah, as a Boy Scout, we're not allowed to carry a compass with us.
就是要让你是具体在那个特殊的环境，任何的环境里头，你能决定你现在是朝着什么方向。
It's to let us learn that in a practical situation, you have to know how to find your direction.
当其中有一样。
There was one thing.
那就是晚上叫我们去看那个北斗星。
That is during the night, they teach us how to look at the North Star.
他那个童军教练就说你看到那个北斗星
So the coach would tell us that if you look at the North Star
七颗星在那里好像形成一个斗的那个样子
You would look at the seven stars that would form the shape of a spoon
里面有一颗叫做北极星
And one of them is called the Northern Star
这个北极星啊它就是在正北
And this northern star is in the direct north.
奇妙的地方在哪里?
What's amazing about this?
不管你跑到什么地方,
is wherever you are.
它都是在正北。
It will be direct north.
弟兄姊妹们, 我现在做一个动作给你。
Brothers and sisters,
来判断一下。
Let me demonstrate this with my action.
比方这边是东方。
For example, if this was east.
那现在我站在叙利亚的什么边?
So he'll be standing on my, what direction is he of me?
东边。
That's, he'll be on my east side.
那现在我站到这里来的时候。
But if now I move to this position.
那我站在西里的哪一边呢?
So where is he standing now?
西边。
He will be on my west.
如果你在那里猜想。
If you're guessing.
我一直往那边走。
If I keep going in that direction,
走，一直朝着东走。
If I keep going east,
走了一个大圈。
If I keep going east and eastward and keep going around,
你看我会走到什么地方呢?
Where do you think I'll end up?
我走回原处。
I'll go back to the same position.
弟兄姊妹，对不对?
Isn't that correct, brothers and sisters?
很显然，你看到这个事情。
Very obviously, you can see
it. 但是你要往南北走的话呢?
But if you're going to north,
你就没有办法。
You can't.
有这样的结果出来。
You cannot come up with the same result.
因为你往南走。
If you keep going south.
你走到一个地方啊，你一回头它就变了北了。
If you come to this point, keep going south. Once you turn around, it
will become north. 那我现在往南走，走到南极。
If I go south and go to the Antarctica.
但是那地球是圆的
吗？ Yet this globe is round.
那我走到极点的时候，我就要回头走。
So if I come to the extreme point, I have to come back.
那我去回头走的时候，我就朝北了，就不再朝南了。
So once I come back, on my way back, I'll be facing north instead of south.
弟兄姊妹，我们知道这个现象。
Brothers and sisters, we know this phenomenon.
但是很稀奇的。
But amazingly,
那一个北极星啊，
this northern star,
它在那一个位置。
He's in that position.
不管你走到哪一个地方
no,
你一看见他你就知道那个是正北
No matter where you have gone whichever position you might be that would be a huge star
这是一个很特殊的现象
This is a very strange phenomenon
那我们平常根本不理会这个
Well usually we don't pay attention to this
就是我在童子军里面学了这个东西啊，我也不觉得哦，这有什么了不起
well, There's something I learned in Boy Scout but I didn't think it was anything great
但是后来读神的话了
Yeah later when I studied the word of God
读到北方的极处
When it talks about the size of the north
在北方
And you're talking
好像这个在圣经里边那个北方好像有点特殊的那个意思在那。
Seems that in the Bible, this north is representing something special.
那我很小的时候就听一些年纪大的有学问的人就告诉我们。
When I was very young, I heard somebody older told us.
是关乎天文上的事。
It talks about something about astronomy.
他说啊，你要是看晚上看那个天空。
So if you look at the night sky.
我们看到天上到处都满了那个星星。
We see the stars will be covering the sky.
但是他说，天文学家告诉我们有一个很稀奇的现象。
But we are told there is a very strange phenomenon.
满天都是星星
Even though the stars is covered with stars
但是在北方有一个空洞
Yet there is a hole in the northern area.
当时为什么那里有个空洞不知道。
Why there is such a hole in the northern
part? 当然这个我们今天也说我们不知道。
Of course, still today we say we don't know that.
不过就是有这些现象。
Yeah, but there is such a phenomenon.
那我不扯那么远。
I will not go into further.
现在到了一个时候。
Now we come to this point.
神就让这个东西好像带进了一个给我们认识的一个程度。
God has allowed us to slowly get to understand these things.
那他说现在就发现了一个光点在正北。
So now they discover a light point at a spot of light in the northern area.
是不知道是什么东西。
Yet we don't know what it is.
因为在物理学的那个用那个光谱来分析。一分析就马上分析出这个是什么东西。
Normally, in the realm of physics, we can read the light spectrum. We can analyze any light and find out its spectrum.
但是灯，那些不打了，反正我们看不到。
We can't see it in the small print, anyways.
但是呢，这里面就说到一些事情。
Yeah, in the contents of the article, it mentions something.
那个事情就真有意思。
It's quite interesting.
它是因为这个事情还是我们湾区里头 Berkeley 大学里头所发表出来的。
And this article has been reported by some people in Berkeley in the Bay Area.
那里说的什么呢？
What does it say there?
那里就说到它的有个名字的，我现在弄乱了，这个我想找不出来。
There's a name for this, but I can't find it right now.
就是那个 Berkeley 的那个天文的那个它那个名字叫什么什么实验室的那个
Lawrence？
不是 Lawrence， 那个是核子。
There's a certain lab, they have a name for it.
反正弟兄姊妹，你愿意知道的，带回聚会完了，我们有时间，我可以找出来给你看。
You can come to me, I'll show you
the article. 但是你眼睛好的话，你在那里人家都看见了。
If you have really good eyesight, you can read it on the projector.
我们看不见了。那是那一个，不止他一个说的，特别的 Berkeley 的那一个很资深的一个研究员，他说，任何的光谱一放在他手里头。不需要几秒钟他就可以知道那是什么东西。
And there's a Berkeley researcher who is very experienced and an expert in the area. He said any light normally he could use and put it under his examination, he can analyze it.
但是碰到这一个光点，他说我一点办法都没有。
Yet with this special light spot that they discovered, he said, I can do nothing with it.
不单是这个人说。
Not only is this man who said it.
在芝加哥那边的另外一个研究员也是说同样的话。
And in Canada? Chicago, there's another lab researcher also said the same thing.
那弟兄姊妹们，虽然这个是小新闻。
Brothers and sisters, although this is a trivial,
也许很多弟兄姊妹你看到了，你也没有注意它。
Maybe some of you have seen it but not pay attention to it.
但是我心里面就给他碰了一下。
Yeah, my heart's been touched by this.
我说为什么是在这样的一个时刻的里面，这样的资讯给发现出来。
Why is there such an article has been expressed in such a moment of time?
难道真的神的宝座是设立在哪里吗？
Is it true that God's throne is established there?
那我们都不需要追究这一些。
We don't need to go in and search after the
answer. 但是我们作为一个现象来看，和神的话语来做一个比较，我觉得倒是蛮有意思。
You're looking at it as a phenomenon and comparing it to the word of God, I believe this is quite interesting.
这个东西该告一个段落了。
We'll conclude here for this matter.
但是我愿意弟兄姊妹们，你再多看一处的圣经
yeah,、like、
来印证这样的一个天上要出现异象。
Yeah, I'd like brothers and sisters to look at another place in the Bible to verify that there such phenomenon appearing in the heavens.
那请翻到诗篇76篇。
Please turn with me to Psalm 76 Psalm.
你看看那里说了一些什么话。
And you can read what does it say here.
76篇。
76 Psalm.
不对，不是七十六，哦，七十五。
75, Psalm 75.
那弟兄姊妹，你注意第五节。
Pay attention to verse 5.
当然，连个上文我们还可以注意一些。
We can pay attention to the verses around it.
不过从第五节开始就够
了。We'll start from verse 5.
不要把你们的脚高举，也不要挺着颈项说话，因为高举非从东，也非从南而来。高举非从东，非从西，也非从南而来。
Verse 5. Lift not up your horn on high, speak not with a stiff neck.For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south.
弟兄姊妹，诗篇这里的话，我简单说一说。
Brothers and sisters, these words from the Psalm, simply put.
你不要看高你自己。
Don't look too high upon yourself.
你也不要看高人当中的任何一个人。
Do not need to look too high upon anybody around.
我们知道我们的天然都很喜欢别人称许的。
We know naturally we like to be praised.
但是神好像告诉我们说都不要做这些事。
Yet God has told us do not do this.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为你真正是给称许的，不是从人间来的。
Because the true praises is not from men.
如果我们要留意自己是不是被称许，你要先留意你在神的面前是不是给称许。
If we want to pay attention whether we are being praised, you need to first focus on whether you are being praised by God.
那神在哪？
So where is God?
这里就暗暗地说了一些。
So here it seems to speak here silently, quietly.
他说因为那个高举不是从东边来的。
Because it says promotion cometh neither from the east.
也不是从西边来的。
Nor from the west.
也不是从南边来的。
Nor from the south.
就不说了。
And then it says nothing.
那弟兄姊妹你说那高举应该从哪里来？
So brothers and sisters, where do you think this promotion or praise
comes from? 不说也说了。
Well, it didn't say, it say it by not saying it. It tells you by not saying it.
是不是在那里给我们留意到你要注意要给称许的话你留意从北边来的。
Isn't it saying that these promotions should come from the north?
那我说这么一些好像是没有什么特别的意思。
I'm mentioning this although it seems I have no special meaning behind it.
但是当我们一读主的话说到天上要显出异象。
Yet when we are reading the words of the Lord and it says the sky will have special
signs. 那你看到北边的那个光点你就该有一点的注意。
And then you read about this special light spot in the northern area, then you
是不是真值得注意我不敢说。
Is it truly worth our attention? I don't know, I dare not say.
但是你开始留意一下我看是有点益处。
Then I think it will benefit us for us to pay a little attention to it.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他是按着合宜的时间就发表一些个东西让我们去注意。
In the appropriate time, he will express and reveal some appropriate things for us to pay attention to.
但是你说这个东西太玄妙了，我摸不到了。
Well, you may say, this is too abstract, something it's not tangible.
那好，我们就现在来注意一些我们摸得到的事。
So now, good, we'll pay attention to something that's more tangible to us.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到。
Brothers and sisters, pay attention.
自从前年底，南亚的那是海啸开始。
Ever since the year before last, at the end of that, there was this tsunami.
我就特别给主震动了一下。
I was shaken by the Lord.
我说主啊，你是不是要把一些信号来给我们去领会呢？
I asked the Lord whether these are signs or messages for us to understand.
所以我就开始特别留意我能接触到的一些的报纸上的资讯。
So from then I started especially paying attention to the information that's accessible to me through the newspaper.
那当然我接触的那个范围还是很窄的。
Although the area that I have access to is very limited.
但是你也不能说它很窄因为它的面是很广。
You cannot say it's too narrow because it's inclusive of a lot of things.
那我起先就注意海啸啦地震啦。
At first, I started to pay attention to tsunamis and earthquakes.
因为这些都是我们的主说到的，他来以前普遍出现这些事情，你就要留意了。
Because these are specially mentioned by our Lord that these events will take place commonly all over the earth before His return.
但是后来我发现一件事情。
Yet later I discovered something else.
我把那些地震的资料剪下来，剪到我自己都烦起来了。
I have clipped so many news reports of earthquakes that I'm tired of it.
因为太多了。
Because there are just too many.
我特别有一阵子，弟兄姊妹记得，LA 那里来了以后，印尼又来，印尼来了以后，那个马来亚那边又来，印尼又来，这里又来，那里又来，全地都在那里震。
I don't know if you remember that. You remember after the earthquakes in LA that happened in Indonesia and then Malaysia and then Indonesia again, then all over the place.
我剪不胜剪。
And I have clipped so many.
好像这里天也有一个难处。
And there are some difficulties here.
就是昨天伯弟兄说的还是好像碰这个东西啊就习以为常了。
I think it's just like our brother boy, I think, mentioned yesterday, when you come into contact with it so often that you it's no longer anything special.
觉得哎呀没有什么特别好留意的了，反正就是越来越多就是了。
It has become such common events that you're no longer paying attention to it.
对了，就是越来越多就是了。
Because it's happening more and more frequently.
主就是要我们注意这些事情越来越多。
The Lord wants us to note that these things are happening more frequently.
如果我们能注意到它是越来越多，那就已经达到主要我们留意的那个目的了。
If you can notice that these things are happening more and more frequently, then it hasfulfill the Lord's purpose for us to notice this.
但是除了地震,
apart from the earthquake,
还有很多其他的事情。
There are many other events.
朱弟兄可以看看那个水的问题了，说说水的问题。
Now we can talk about the problem of water.
那这里头一个你看到的。
You see the first one here.
他说曼谷。
In Bangkok,
那是泰国的首都了。
That's the capital of Thailand.
曼谷二十年内恐成为水世界。
Let's talk about in 20 years, Bangkok will turn, it's possible for it to turn to water world.
什么意思?
What does it mean?
那就是说二十年内。
It says within 20 years.
这个曼谷这个地区啊，要全给水淹掉。
The area of Bangkok would,be flooded by water.
那这是一个消息。
This is one article, one news.
下边把往这边，那往那边挪，会看的这个亮点那里。
看什么？The other side.
你移个相机移过来那边，系移过来光啊那边，相机移过来光那边。
Yeah.
再可以移，再可以移。
Yeah.
再移啲添。朦朦胧胧，你看到开头三个字是什么字
？Vaguely, you can read the first three characters. It says.
洞庭湖。
This is a river, a lake in China, 洞庭湖 River.
从中国来的人都知道洞庭湖。
It's a very well-known lake in China. People from China would know about it.
特别是在两湖来的都知道这个地方。
Especially people from the lake or two lakes areas.
那洞庭湖有什么好看呢？
洞庭 Lake, what
有什么消息好说呢
？What news does it have?
我们今天中午吃饭的时候也。有好些个特别的孩子们跟那个黑猫在那里玩。
And this lunchtime, we noticed some kids were playing with this black cat in the dining room.
但是洞庭湖出现了一个非常非常有意思的事。
There's something interesting happening in the lake of Dongting.
是什么事呢
？What's happening there?
人跟老鼠大战。
That is, man is fighting a war with the rats.
这对我们来说。什么意思啊？人跟老鼠打架。
So why is that man having a war with these rats?
那个老鼠是不是好大
？Are these rats big?
他不是说那个老鼠好大。
They're not saying that the rats are very
big. 他是说那个老鼠很多。
It's talking about there are many of them.
多到比人还要多。
There are so many rats that are
more. 多到一个地步要把人赶出人所居住的地方。
There's a greater number in rats than men that they're driving out.
你说有这样的事吗？
You would ask, is there such things happening?
如果我们看到内容，我们就知道了。
If we look at the content, we will know.
果然是。
It's true.
为什么？
Why?
跟水有关系。
Has something to do with water.
详细的情形我不知道。
I don't know the details of the event.
啊，但是跟水有关系。
But it has to do with water.
为什么跟水有关系？
Why does it have anything to do with water?
因为那一带给水淹得不得了。
Because that area has been flooded a lot.
那些老鼠都给水赶到上头来了。
So the rats have been driven upwards.
你至少有这样一件事就可以了。
It's enough for you to know, suffice for you to know that such an event happens.
聚会后你上午要来看。
If you want to know the content, you can come to me at the end of the meeting.
不仅是这样。
Not only this.
你特别注意这底下有几个小的那个人鼠大战敲响。生态警钟
And the smaller title at the end, subtitle it says there's the great wall between men and rats and it sounds the alarm, ecology alarm.
那好，我们看另外一个
Ecological alarm.
刚才我们看的是洞庭湖
Just now we're looking at a lake in China.
那现在我们看了一下子就跑到爱尔兰去了。
Now we are looking at Ireland.
那在北爱尔兰。
The Northern Ireland.
那里就发生一个事情。
It happened, something happened there.
突然就出来了很多那些水母。
There's a great number of jellyfish there.
那个水母一出来的时候就把那里说是十万条的那个三文鱼来杀掉。
And the appearance of these great numbers of jellyfish has killed 100,000 salmon.
但是这个情形还在继续。
And this situation is still going on.
哎呀，你说十万个三文鱼，你说都弄到我们这边来啊，多好。
Well, you say 100,000 salmon, isn't that great if we could have them?
但是那里不是说要运给你吃。
Those salmon is not for you to consume.
那里是说有一些那些水母从前没有发生现在出来突然的十万的三文鱼就没了。
And it's talking about these jellyfish disappeared out of nowhere. It never happened before and now they appeared and killed all these salmon.
这是什么原因
So what's the reason?
多看几个再说。
Let's look at more of these.
你留意了这一个就更惊人的报道了。
This is a more shocking report.
这是三个礼拜前还是三个礼拜前的那个消息。
This is in the news about 3 weeks ago.
他说全球粮食的存量只剩下57天。
The food reserve for the whole world, there's only 57 days left.
那57天是多久的?
So how long is 57 days?
一个半月多两天。
It's a little over 1.5 months.
是不是?
Isn't that right?
一个半,
Almost
一个月两, 二十几天。
1 month and 20 some days.
那弟兄姊妹你看,我们再吃一个多月,你就觉得,哎呦,我们没饭吃了。
Well, if you say we're going to eat for 1 month and a little bit more, and then we'll have no longer have food.
当然，我们活在美国，大概还不会受到它威胁。
Of course, we are living in the United States. We are not threatened by this.
但是这里说是全球。
But here it talks about a global.
整个世界里边就面对着这样严肃的一个问题。
This whole world is facing such a solemn problem.
第二次呢，我们再看一些资料。
Let's look at some other information.
另外一个 我们很多人从刘佛从香港来的。
A lot of us came from Hong Kong.
弟兄姊妹们，你都知道香港有一个地方叫做刘佛山。
You know this place is called 老佛山 in Hong Kong.
那这里发生一些什么事情呢？
What does it happen there?
刚才我们看的是爱尔兰的水母。
Just now we looked at the jellyfish from Northern Ireland.
现在是刘佛山那边出现一些什么藻？
红草。
红草。
It's talking about, it's now, we're now in Hong Kong, now we're talking about some red tide.
就是在海面上就有好多红色的那个微生物。
That is talking about, and on the surface of the sea, there are a lot of red microorganisms.
那么这些个东西一出来以后，就把刘福山的那里边最有名的就是一个海产。
And we know that in this area of Hong Kong, they are famous for some seafood.
那是什么呢？是蚝。
And that's oyster.
都吃光，弄死了。
And of course, the red tide.
因为让那个蚝没有得着食物。
Because the red tide would kill the oyster.
他们先把那里头的空气也吸掉，那个食物也弄掉。
Because the red tide would consume all the oxygen and all the food for the oysters.
再换一个。那现在就跑到我们中国的江西了。
Now we're coming to China in 江西。
我们圣伯努那边的有好些个在江西来的弟兄姊妹。
There are a lot of a few brothers and sisters in San Bruno came from Jiangxi, China.
So they
would be more sensitive to this news.
他说鲍然湖做什么呢？
He says this lake has something happening.
报纸是说话说得太吓人。
Of course, the newspaper would maybe exaggerate a little.
他说鲍然湖快死了。
He says this lake is going to die.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
干旱。
It's drought.
那干旱就鲍然湖快要没用处了。
So this drought would cause this lake to be useless.
待会洞庭湖我们看过。
We saw the other lake.
这些都是非常对中国的农产那个影响是蛮大的。
And these have great effects on the farming produce in China.
那待会我们也许不看了，为了时间的关系，就说到长江了。
And we talk about the Yangtze River in China.
长江那边出了很多的蓝藻还是绿藻，蓝藻，蓝色的那个海草。
And there's another article talking about the a lot of blue algae discovered around Yangtze River.
又是把许许多多的那些鱼类啊，弄死了。
And it killed a lot of fish.Fishes over there.
不看那么许多了，还有很多我剪下来的。
There are a lot of other clippings we won't go into there. It's spread all over the world.
弟兄姊妹，你说为什么？
Brothers and sisters.
一下子不是这个就是那个，不是那个就是那个的。
Why you may ask why are these things happening? It's not this, it's something else.
那个原因在哪里呢？
What's the reason for this?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters.
我们这些日子里边常常听到。一个名词。
During these days, we often heard of this term.
那个名词叫做地球温度上升。
And we're talking about global warming a lot lately.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
他们那一些把这些报道出来就说这就是地球温度上升的所带来的结果。
A lot of these reports blame the reason upon the global warming.
因为地球上升了就影响到那个生物那个原来的那个正常生活的环境。
Because the temperature is increasing, therefore it affected the normal environment for these living organisms.
也同时影响了那个气候的变化。
At the same time, it also influenced the climate changes.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们用这个地方好多年了。
We have used this place many years.
今年头一次听到一个报告。
This year is the first time we heard this report.
弟兄姊妹们，你用水 尽量用到你所可以解决问题的就够了，不要浪费。
And they told us to use, minimize our usage of water. You just use the minimum amount you can.
为什么是这样呢？
Why is this?
和那个很有关系。
It has a lot to do with that reason.
好像有个说到那个水。再看看。不是这个。淡水渐缺，恐其祸患。
And they talked about the fresh water is in short supply, then it might become a commodity.
那是说的全世界那个淡水越来越少。
It says in the whole world there's a shortage in fresh water.
少到一个地步，它就到那个股票市场里边上市了。
And it's such shortage that this fresh water might become a tradable commodity in the market.
成了奇货和可居。
It becomes a commodity for the market. 你必须要预
先来去不是订购了，因为这是大批的。
You might not put in orders for this, but you might need to find it in the future market.
我们生活在美国，我们不知道缺水的那个苦恼。
We live in the United States. We might not realize the problems with the water shortage.
但是在全世界现在许多地方都缺水。
Yet in all around the world, there are many areas that are having shortage in water.
不单是种植的那个农耕的水缺。
Not only for the farming communities.
连我们饮用的水也受威胁。
And even for drinking waters, it's under threat.
弟兄姊妹，我们生活在美国，好像说这些都与我们没有关系。
Brothers and sisters, we're living in the United States. It seems that it has nothing to do with our daily life.
但是我们不是说一定要直接发生在我们身上，我们才有感觉。
But we don't need these events to happen directly to us for us to respond to it.
如果我们回到神的话里头去，
we come back to the Word of God.
他说天势都要震动。
It says the powers of heaven shall shake.
因着这个天势的震动所带出来的那个影响。
Because of the shaking of the powers of the heavens, it brings us a lot of
effect. 如果影响我们日常生活的是小事。
What it can affect our daily lives, these are only minor things.
如果我们不从这些事情里面去看见主在那里跟我们说话，这个是大事。
The great thing is if we do not see that these minor events are happening, it's the Lord speaking to us.
我们不能不问的。
We cannot help but ask.
为什么会有这些事情？
Why do these events happen?
谁有那样大的能量来控制的这样的一种光景？
Who has such a great power to govern all these phenomena?
那发生这些事情，
These phenomena happening.
那究竟对我们有什么属灵的意义？
What does it mean to us spiritually?
那弟兄姊妹，这个是我们在主的面前不能不留心。
This is something we need to pay attention before the Lord.
因为主提醒过我们。
Because the Lord has reminded us.
你们看到这些事情渐渐的发生。
When you see these things happening, gradually when these things come to pass.
你们就要留意了。
Then you need to pay attention.
因为你们得赎的日子已经就近了。
Because the days of your atonement is
close. 那我们就要问一个问题了。
Then we need to ask a question.
地球温度为什么会上升？
Why does the temperature of the globe, it's going up?
我想我今天没办法和弟兄姊妹们对照启示录里头灾难时候的事情。
I think we don't have time to go into the events recorded in Revelation.
但是我还得要提一下。
Yeah, I still like to mention some.
我先说了这一个再说。
Let me go into this one first.
那这个地球的温度上升。
The temperature of the earth is going up.
一个最普遍的人家的说法就是因为制造二氧化碳，化碳太多了。
The most common reason people give is because we're producing too much carbon dioxide.
那结果就把地球温度提升了。
And therefore, it would increase the temperature.
这个是不是呢？
Is that true?
Is that 有人说不一定。
Some people said that's not necessarily the case.
不成定论。
It's not.
但是我们不管人家在那里怎么争辩。
It's not proven yet, but we will not.
我们所注意的是不是真有这个现象？
But we will need to pay attention whether there's truly this phenomenon.
那这个现象是怎么了出来？
How is this phenomenon showing itself?
前年我在New Jersey 那边 聚会的时候。
The year before last, I was in New Jersey in a meeting.
聚会完了，有一个弟兄送了我一本书。
At the end of the meeting, a brother has given me a book.
是他自己的一些著作。
It's written by him himself.
说清楚了，我一点都不懂。
And actually, I didn't understand any of it.
因为这个弟兄啊，是一个退休的物理学教授。
And this brother is a retired physics professor.
他就说到最新的那个物理的那个理论。
And he's talking about the latest theory in physics.
我是门外汉。
And I'm actually not a.
所以他送我这本书，我是谢谢，我就收过来。
So when he gave me this book, I thanked him and received this book.
但是他给我的那个用意，恐怕不是他这个书的本身的著作。
I think the meaning, true meaning for the reason why he gave me this book is not for me to read his book.
因为在这个书里面，他杂作一个见证。
Because in this book included a testimony.
是应用到他这个物理理论的实现的。
This testimony actually has involves the application of his physics theory.
那个时候刚好是。南亚的那个海啸过了一阵子。
At that time was just after the great tsunami in Southeast Asia.
这个弟兄就跟我说了，当然我是门外汉，似懂非懂。
So this brother told me, although I didn't truly understand everything.
他说从前物理学上的说到那个力的作用都是直线的。
He said in the past that in physics, when we talk about the force, the laws of the force, it's all in straight line.
是不是直线呢？我也不知道。
Whether it's actually in straight line, I don't know.
他说现在一个新的发现。
But now there's a new discovery.
他说现在那个原来那个力的那个进行是全锅式的。
And now it talks about the force when it's applied. It's actually in a whirlwind fashion.
他就说到了南亚的那一个海啸啊，就是因为漩涡的作用所产生的。
And he said the reason, the cause for the tsunami in the Southeast Asia, it's because of it's a function of this whirlwind or cyclical force.
这是他的见解了。
And this is his understanding.
他怎么说呢?
How did he say it?
他说因为就是地球暖化了。
He said because of the global warming.
两极的冰山溶解了。
That glaciers on the two poles are melting.
那溶解了那个水是都是冷水。
And of course the melting the water is cold.
所以这个冷水都往赤道那边去冲流过去了。
And this cold water is rushing towards the equator.
南极的从这边来，北极的从这边去。
And so the water from south, the south pole is going this way,
造成的好大的漩涡。
Is coming in from the north,
那就产生了很大的压力。
It makes a whirlpool and it creates
great pressure. 压迫着那个地壳。
And this pressure is forcing down on the crust of the earth.
那地壳受不了了。
And so the crust of the earth cannot take this pressure.
所以那个地震海啸。就出来了，南亚那一边就首当其冲。
And so the earthquakes came out and the tsunamis came out, so the Southeast Asia is the first one to suffer.
是真是假，我不知道。
Whether it's true or not, I am not sure.
不过我们的弟兄是这样说。
Yeah, this is what our brother said.
他按照他的物理上的见解，他这样说。
That's according to his understanding in his physics realm.
但是南亚的海啸的那些事情却是事实。
Yeah, the Southeast Asia, the tsunami there.
温室效应是事实。
And it's a fact. And the greenhouse effect is a fact.
这个温室的效应把天势都震动了。
And this greenhouse effect is shaking the heavens.
弟兄姊妹们，我们老早就知道了。
We knew this long ago.
南极上空破了一个大洞。
There is this great hole above the South Pole.
北极这一边也好像有，不过没有南极大。
I believe there is also a hole in the ozone layer in the North Pole.
那这种情形就更加重了那个温室效应的所带出来的那种后果。
And so these will worsen the effects of the greenhouse effect.
所以海水 就上升了。
So the sea level
因为冰山溶解了嘛，那个冰都成了水啊。
Because the glaciers are melting, the ice has turned into water.
那个水要涨上来了。
So the water is rising up.
是不是还有一个全世界要被水淹的？不是这个。也不是这个。
刚刚那个人还下低，没，
不是刘福生，不是刘福生。
第四张大概，你个手上第四下低有一半。啊，呢度下低。
升上来。弟兄姊
妹，你看到
那个一个小字，中字了，不是小字。
You see the title in medium print there at the bottom part.
这个是中国北京那个天文台发的讯号。
It's published from China, Beijing, in their astronomers.
他说2050年广州可能变成汪洋。
It says in the year 2050 that Guangzhou would be a part of a sea.
弟兄姊妹，还有一个设计师一下子找不出来，他不管，那是这个都是说局部的地方，但是另外一个是联合国发表出来的，是全球的。
And this is only talking about a local area, but there is another news published by the United Nations that talks about global situation.
三分二的地方要给水淹了。
It says two-thirds of the areas will be flooded.
那弟兄姊妹，你记得一件事。
Brothers and sisters, remember
我们的神曾经用洪跟挪亚立约。
Our God has established a covenant with Noah.
他不再用洪水灭地。
Using a rainbow, he said he will no longer flood the earth.
但是这些消息给我们看到。
Yet these news has allowed us to see.
地并没有完全给淹没。
This earth has not been covered totally by flood.
但是却淹没了相当的部分。
Yeah, but a good percentage of the area will be flooded.
主是应许说不用洪水灭地。
And the Lord has promised that He will not flood the whole earth.
但是我们的主没有说他不用水来做给我们做一个信号。
But our Lord did not say that He will not use water as a sign to us.
那我们看到这许许多多的水的问题。
We see a lot of problems with water here.
那我们会是不是要想起？
Should we be reminded?
是主所说的许多的事情里头的一个呢。
That is one of the many things spoken to us by the Lord.
好，我们感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
虽然很多事情我们是没有办法说，很确定说是了是了。
Although a lot of things we cannot be sure that this is definitely it.
但是提醒我们注意，这一个可能性确实存在的。
Yet it reminds us to pay attention and there's a true possibility.
因为这些个事情都是那样普遍的在传递。各处来发生。
Because these events are taking place very commonly all over the earth.
现在我们就暂时在这里来一个转话题。
So now we'll take a turn on a different topic.
你说这样的光景不是跟将来的那一个灾难很有关联吗？
But you may ask whether these have anything to do with the future tribulations, afflictions.
弟兄姊妹们跟将来的灾难的确是有关联。
Brothers and sisters, these things do indeed have something to do with the future tribulation.
但是还不是灾难的本身。
Yet it's not the tribulations themselves.
只是灾难的一些迹象。
These are only traces of the tribulation.
那也就是说
That is to say,
神借着这一个让我们的留意现在地的事情往前发展的时候要发展到一个什么的地步。
God is using these events to remind us that these This is the trend that we are going towards and how are the events going to develop in the future.
We thank
the Lord. The Lord has promised us. We do not need to be met with the tribulation.
但是主没有告诉我们说你们没有看不会看见灾难的开端。
Yet the Lord did not promise us not that we will not be able to see the beginning of the great tribulation.
哎呦弟兄姊妹们，如果你把我们所收集到的那个资料和启示录里边的那些灾难来比较一下。
Brothers and sisters, if you compare what the information we have collected to the events recorded in Revelation,
你看到有很多事情是很类似的。
You will see a lot of similarity.
虽然启示录里边是用一个表号的那种方式来表达。
Although in Revelation, you will see them expressed in terms of symbols.
但是你看到那个属灵的原则，甚至是那个物质的原则。
Yet when you see the spiritual principle behind it,
你会看到那个形式上面很像的。
You will see that they are very similar in format.
那我们常就时刻会有这样的想法。Then
often we would have these thoughts.
因为撒旦他对我们这些人常常用各种各样的方法要叫我们在神面前发生那个疑惑。
Because oftentimes Satan will trick us using different methods so that we will have doubts in our minds before God.
你说神是慈爱的神,
you may say that God is a loving God. How can he do something like this?
连英国那个大哲学家那个罗素啊，他就不是发表过这样的论调吗？
Even the great philosopher from England, Russell.
他说如果有神, 那为什么这个世界会那么乱?
He said, if there was a God, why is this world in such a turmoil?
如果那么乱他都不出手来制止的话, 那显然他就不是神。He
said, if in such turmoil that he did not interfere or stop and prevent these things from happening, then he is not a God.
那我们有些时候也会有一点的疑惑。Sometimes
we may have some doubts.
是啊, 神为什么要这样做呢?
We would ask, why did God do this?
弟兄姊妹们, 趁着这样的一个时刻, 我和弟兄姊妹们来澄清一些事情。
I'd like to use this opportunity to clarify some things.
因为我们常常有一个错觉。
We often have this misconception.
我们以为等到有一天, 神用大灾难来结束这个世代。
We think that God is going to use the great tribulations to end this world at this age.
神就把那个灾难写出来。
Then God will reveal these tribulations.
说得坦白一点，就是神把灾难弄出来。
To put it frankly, that God will create these tribulations.
弟兄姊妹，不要这样想。
Brothers and sisters, don't think this way.
这样想，跟那个事实有距离。
This is far from the fact.
为什么我这样说呢？
Why do I say this?
弟兄姊妹们, 当你看到地上这许许多多的事情出现,
Brothers and sisters, when you see these events happening on earth,
那是我们的神老早就看到这个情形, 他就给我们提出来注意。
Actually, these has been seen by our God and has reminded us long ago.
这些事情是怎么发生的呢?
How do these things come about?
是人自己制造出来。
Actually, these are produced by men.
如果用我们习惯说的话来说, 这个灾难是人自作自受。
And these tribulation afflictions are an end result or consequence of our actions.
弟兄姊妹你说不是, 我们读启示录的时候, 明明是看见从神哪里来的。
Well, you would say that, well, when we read the book of Revelation, so you see these are from God.
你说神叫那颗星啊，我们刚才说天使，是说那个星啊，从天就是阴沉的那个星啊，掉到那个海里面，那个海就弄出了好多事情来。
And then we read from Revelation, there's a star named Wormwood that is going to fall into the sea and then and create a lot of trouble.
这个阴沉星啊, 它是烧着的一个大星。
And the star of Wormwood is a burning star.
从天上掉到海里头。
And it's fallen from the sky into the sea.
弟兄姊妹们,
Brothers and sisters,
你说海水为什么会那个温度上升?
You might ask, why would the temperature of the water go up?
我们可以推到二氧化碳那里去。
We may say this is because of the carbon dioxide.
但是你总是知道,
Yet you always know
有一种情形在那里, 把那个温度提高。
There is something that's causing it to happen.
如果你看到那一颗烧着的大星掉到海里,
If you see this burning star falling into the sea,
那个星有多大我不知道。
I don't know how big this, the size of the star is.
反正它能带出那样的一个结果的, 你晓得那个星是多大。
Well, if it can cause this result, and you can imagine how big the star is,
它是烧着的。
It's burning.
海水都给煮热了。
The sea it's cooked. It's burned. We know by our common sense.
那再加上那个星那么高的速度, 插到水里头, 那个摩擦所发生的热又加增上去了。
And you know that the star falling, the speed of it will cause a friction and cause the rise in temperature.
所以弟兄姊妹们, 你留意的,
so brothers and sisters, pay attention.
温度上升,
The rise in temperature.
不管人提出多少的理论,
no matter how many theories
你都看看,
have, you know that it's created by men.
我不说太多了,
I will not go any further.
弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters, as long as you understand
然后你又看到,
and then you see something else.
那神让天使站在, 四个天使站在天的, 地的四方,
And God has four angels standing on the four corners of the world.
不让那个空气流动了。
And so to stop the air from flowing.
你说这个不是神在那里做吗?
Well, you may ask, this is not God, isn't it God who's doing this?
这又是一个很不简单的问题。
There's another rather complex question.
弟兄姊妹们，你看到一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, you may see this.
我只能很粗略地和弟兄姊妹们提一下。
I can only mention to it very roughly.
我们读罗马书第一章的时候,
When we read chapter 1 of Romans,
你读到的末了, 你读到一个事实出来,
At the end, you will see this fact.
人既然不甘心情愿接受神的自己,
Since man is not willing to accept God himself,
他们是特意要站在与神为敌的那一个光景,
they are purposely standing in a position to oppose God.
这种情形发展到一个地步,
As the situation develops,
罗马书那里就说,
in the book of Romans it says,
神就任凭他们,
God gave them up.
接连几次提到, 神就任凭他们。
For many times it mentioned that God gave them up.
就是平常我们留意这个, 神任凭, 只是在福音的这个范围里头去领会它。
A lot of times we look at this giving up of God in the realm, in the boundary of God, the gospel.
但是你从原则上面就看到, 人既然故意不认识神,
In the same principle, since men purposely don't want to know God,
神就任凭,
God gave them up.
弟兄姊妹们, 现在我们来看, 主来以前所有的各种各样的迹象。
Brothers and sisters, now we are looking at the phenomenon before the Lord's return.
你看得很清楚,
you can clearly see.
所有的灾难的那个源头, 都是人造出来的。
Oh, the origin of this tribulation is caused by men.
但是因为人故意不认识神。
Because men purposely don't want to know God.
神就在那里说, 我不再干预他们所做的。
Therefore God says, I will give them up. I will no longer interfere what they do.
他们喜欢怎样就让他们怎样。
Whatever they want to do, let them be.
他们做出来的什么就 后果他们自己去承担。
Whatever consequence it will cause, that let them take it themselves.
弟兄姊妹，如果你往深的一点去看留意的时候，
If you probe a little deeper,
灾难乃是神停止干预的那个地的结果。
This tribulation comes about, as a result of the stopping of interference from God.
神停止了那个干预的时候，人所做的一切所带出来的结局。
When God stops interfering with man's dealings, then it brings out these consequences.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看到这样的一些事情的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we see these things happening,
你就留意到我们的主提醒我们。
You will notice that our Lord is reminding us.
你们看见这一些事情，
When you see these things come about,
就当挺身昂首。
Then you need to look up and lift up your heads. What does it mean?
我先说比较浅的，明天我再说深入一点。
I will first tell you something that's easier to understand.
一个最浅的那个问题就是说，
Because in the shallower end,
人在那里也动神的怒气到一个地步，让神不再干预人和地的事。
When man has provoked the wrath of God to such a degree that God does no longer interferes with man's dealings.
那个结果我不说了，就刚才提了。
I just mentioned what the consequences would be.
但是我要提的就是
What I want to say.
这个人故意不认识神的这一个光景或是这些动作，就成了地的那个潮流。
When the situation of men opposing God or knowing, purposefully ignoring God is becoming a trend on earth.
因为是不是当你看到这是一个潮流的时候，
When you see this as a trend on earth,
那什么叫做挺身昂首呢？
What does it mean to lift up your head?
简单的来说，你不要跟随那个潮流。
Simply put, is do not follow this trend.
你不要看到别人是这样，我们也跟着这样。
Do not follow what others are doing.
这不是我们的弟兄早晨所说的，你要在那里建筑那一个分别的墙吗？
Isn't this what our brother reminded us this morning to establish, to build this wall?
我们不是与人来分别。
We need to be separated. We're not separated
from men. 我们巴不得所有的人都能回转过来认识神。
We wish for all men to return and to get to know God.
但是我们没有办法不按照主的心思说，我们又和这个世界的潮流有一个很明确的分别。
Yet we cannot help but follow what the Lord has told us to be separated from the trends of this world.
我们是活在这个墙的里边。
We are living within the boundary of the
wall. 那就是在基督的里边。
And that's within Christ.
墙的外面是在基督以外。
Outside of the wall, that's outside of Christ.
一切在基督以外的，不管是怎样和人的情理。
No matter what it is, anything outside of Christ, outside the wall, because it's not within Christ, because it's outside of the wall, we are within Christ. We need to lift up our heads. We need to lift up. People may say that we are old-fashioned. It's okay if we are out of date. As long as it pleases God, it's okay.
人说我们是怎样怎样，
no matter what men says,
就随便人家什么说都好，
let them say whatever they want.
我们只知道一件事情，
we only know one thing.
主要叫我们准备好来接受那个得赎的恩典。
The Lord wants us to be prepared so that we can receive this redemption, this grace.
弟兄姊妹，当主把许许多多的一些地和天上的那个现象给我们来留意的时候，
So when the Lord shows us a lot of phenomena from the earth, from the heavens that we need to pay attention to.
他的目的不是要解决我们好奇的心。
And this is not a purpose, his purpose is not for us to satisfy curiosity.
他要叫我们里头明亮起来。
It's for us to be brightened inside.
知道现在是什么一个时刻。
So that we know what time we are
at. 我们要留意挺身昂首。
We need to take note. We need to look up and lift up our heads and wait upon the Lord.
感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
在这方面我检查来许多的资料，我不能完全和弟兄姊妹都说。
I cannot share with all the news clippings that I have.
因为没有这样许多的时间，弟兄姊妹们也觉得受不了。
We don't have that much time and you may not be able to tolerate all of that.
但是你知道，主让我们留意幕后的一些事情。
Yet you need to know that the Lord wants us to take note, notice what's happening at the end times.
乃是让我们用一个准确的心态来等候他的回来。
It's for us to have the right attitude, the correct, the accurate attitude to wait before him for his return.
啊, 当然主恩待怜悯我们,
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
由于我们这样的交通,
Because of our sharing,
你平常不太留意你周围的环境和地上的一切,
maybe normally you're not paying a lot of attention to your surroundings and what events are taking place around you.
觉得这里面我们不能忽略,
if the Lord reminds you that this is something that we cannot ignore,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, you need to listen to the Lord's words. You need to see what's happening before the Lord's return.
明天我和弟兄姊妹再从另外的一些方面再来看,
tomorrow I'm going to share with brothers and sisters from another angle.
你就看到全地都布满了主给我们的信号,
you will see the whole earth is covered with signs from our Lord.
我们不能像一些人以为说主哪一天就来,
we would not be like some others who would predict what day the Lord's going to return.
但是我们确实要建立一个这样的心思,
yet we need to establish such a mindset.
预备好我们自己,
prepare ourselves.
随时等候主来,
to be ready for the Lord's return anytime.
什么时候主来,
whenever the Lord returns,
我们都欢然去见他,
that we'll be meeting with him in joy.
我们祷告,
let's pray.
主我感谢你,
Lord, we thank you.
因为你把我们常放在你的心上,
because you often place us upon your hearts.
你不住地用着你的话给我们受光照,
you have continuously used your words to enlighten us.
你也不住地用着你自己的话来给我们提醒,
and you remind us with your words continuously.
但愿我们还活在地上的时候,
while we're still living on earth,
我们不单是知道你要回来,
may we not only know that you're going to return,
我们也在那里实际地预备自己等候你来,
that practically we prepare ourselves to be ready for your return.
主我们敬拜你,
Lord, we worship you.
因为你说的话, 你一定兑现,
because the words that you have spoken, they will be fulfilled.
你宣告的事情, 没有人能阻挡它不出现,
what you have proclaimed, nobody and nothing can stop it from happening.
因此我们求你赏赐我们一个与你的话语相称的信心,
we ask that you give us faith to be worthy of what of your words.
我们一面看见眼见的事,
we can see these things that are visible.
我们也一面求主救我们脱离眼见,
at the same time we ask the Lord to save us,
让我们单一地在信心的里面来预备见你的面,
so that in faith we singly prepare ourselves to meet with you.
主我们感谢你,
Lord, we thank you.
因为你救我们是救到底的主,
because you save us and save us to the end.
你不单是救我们的灵,
not only you save us, our
你不单是救我们的魂,
not only our souls,
你也救我们的身体,
you would also save our bodies.
主我们感谢你,
Lord, we thank you.
灵和身体你都在恩典里边赏了给我们,
and spirit and body that you have given to us in your grace.
唯独在魂的拯救上面, 你要我们与你同行,
yet in the salvation of the soul that you have allowed us to walk with you.
你让我们看见我们有一个责任在那里, 要跳出魂的辖制,
you have allowed us to see that we have the responsibility to jump out from the restrictions and limitations of
God. 那是靠着你复活的大能来让我们胜过魂的骚扰,
that's relying on the great power of your resurrection that we could overcome the trouble of the soul. We ask the Lord to show us clearly what you're working with your hands.
就让我们仰望你, 脱离这个世界, 脱离这个潮流,
so that we can look upon you, so that we could be saved out from the world and be saved from this trend of the world.
不再让我们的魂沉睡在人的潮流里,
that our souls will not be asleep among the trends of the world.
让我们的灵苏醒在那里仰望等候你,
that our spirit will be awake and alert and wait upon you.
主我们都在这里仰望你的怜悯,
Lord, we are all waiting upon you for your mercy.
带领我们能活在你的心意里来等候见你,
may we all live in your heart and in your will and then waiting upon for your return.
我们将祷告奉主耶稣基督的名,
we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.